Quaker puffed wheat is shot from guns. Quaker puffed rice is shot from guns. Yes, listen to the roar of the Quaker guns brought to you direct from the Quaker cereal mills, where Quaker puffed wheat and Quaker puffed rice are shot from guns to make them crisp and tender as nuts in November. Now, Quaker puffed wheat and Quaker puffed rice bring you Harry and the Pirates, the new and exciting adventure of Terry Lee, the Dragon Lady Strikes Back.
Faster, you guys, faster. We've got to find Hotshot and Pat. Dragon Lady won't be pulling any punches now, not after what's happened. She finds one of our pals alone anywhere. It'll be curtains for the guy, but quick.
Oh, can imagine Dragon Lady's state of mind now, Mr. Terry, after being tied up by Akeem the Cobra.
Yeah.
And wait till she finds out I'm no longer in camp. I hate to think what she may do, Mr. Lee, to get even for our escape.
Connie still feel kind of creepy after listening to Mr. Terry's story of Ghost Trick. Mist of early morning make woods look full of shadows.
Don't worry about the shadows, Connie. Not unless they happen to be moving and carrying a rifle.
Mr. Terry!
What's the matter?
Up ahead, Connie, see shadow that move.
Oh, I don't see anything.
Oh, I don't either.
Oh, yes.
You're just imagining things, Connie.
No, Mr. Terry, something up ahead, Connie, sure. We'll shoot and get rid of it.
Thanks to Terry Lee's courage and quick thinking, Mark James, the young American boy from the village of Xiangling, has now been saved from revealing the location of the valuable tungsten mines to the Dragon Lady, Akeem the Cobra, and their band of pirates. But the future is far from rosy now. Terry knows only too well that the Dragon Lady shall not rest until she has tried once again to capture the boy and to capture him. She will strike again, anywhere and at any time she can. Meanwhile, Pat is guarding the tungsten mines alone, and Hotshot is missing in the hills. And now this new and unexpected threat as Terry, Mark, and Connie race towards the mines.
Stop it, Connie! Put down that gun!
But, Mr. Terry,
Mr. Lee! Connie is right! There is somebody up there! Behind those trees!
Then hold it, you guys, hold it. Oh, boy!
Oh, water, Lord!
Keep your guns ready. Whoever it is, we'll bring them out into view. All right, there! We've got you covered! Come out from behind those trees with your hands over your head.
Mr. Terry, see what comes into view. White handkerchief on pole.
So he wants to surrender, huh? All right. Come on, we'll hold our fire.
Can I bank on that?
Oh, Mr. Hotshot. Oh, Connie almost shoot him.
Hotshot, what in the Sam hell?
Fine bunch of pals you turn out to be. Here I play hide-and-seek with a dragon lady till I'm practically a nervous wreck. Then you come along and use me for target practice. What's the idea, anyway?
Oh, Mr. Hotshot, Connie, so sorry. Thought you were a pirate.
Are you all right, pal?
A little early to say, but I think so.
What have you done with your shoe?
Shoe? Oh, I gave it to the dragon lady for a souvenir. Boy, oh boy, get me into a jam like that again, Terry Lee, and I'm going straight home to Aunt Martha.
That was one swell job you did, Hotshot, keeping the dragon lady away from the camp while Connie and I made our escape with Mark here.
Well, sure enough. But isn't my young friend who scared my horse for me yesterday?
Oh, I'm very sorry, Mr. Hotshot. I didn't know then what I was getting into. You forgive me?
Oh, sure, kid. And seriously, I'm doggone glad to see you here. Safe with us.
Safe, you say, Mr. Hotshot?
We're about as safe as the guy who tossed his cigarette into the TNT barrel, Hotshot. Come on, we'd better keep moving.
What do I do, hoof it with one shoe?
Here, sir, I must be riding your horse. You take it,
now. Stick in the saddle, kid. You and your Uncle Charles are going to ride tandem.
By all means, sir.
Okay, Sir Lancelot is now aboard. What next, Sir Galahad?
Well, Sir Lancelot, we pick up Pat at the mines, and then we head into the village as fast as these tired nags can get us there.
What do you figure the dragon lady will try to do when she discovers our young friend here is gone?
I wish I knew, but you can depend on one thing. She isn't going to waste any time doing it. Mark, what's the best shortcut from the mines to the village?
The road with the bridge, Mr. Lee. The rope bridge that crosses the Gorge of a Thousand Sorrows.
Oh, that must be where we came, Mr. Terry.
You mean that narrow, ancient bridge that spans the river at its deepest point, there between the two hills?
That's the one, sir.
Brr, Gorge of a Thousand Sorrows. I don't like that name. Hey, what about guns? How are we fixed?
Connie have two pistols, Mr. Hotshot.
Mine are back at Akeem's tent.
I have none, sir.
And the dragon lady got mine. Well, Pat's got a couple when we find him. That'll give us four anyway, just in case. Hey, Terry, I just noticed. What's the matter with your right hand?
Oh, it's nothing, Hotshot. Forget about it. Are you guys all set?
Yeah.
Okay, then let's go. And here's hoping we get Pat and make it back to the village without any more trouble.
But the worst trouble yet lies ahead. Trouble our friends could never imagine. Trouble that has a sinister and dangerous connection with the Gorge of a Thousand Sorrows. Remember that name, for in a moment, you're going to hear more about that gorge as the Dragon Lady plots her final and most treacherous scheme. But first, you know, it's no secret why Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice are so downright swell tasting. I'll say it's no secret. Listen, everybody, these famous ready-to-serve cereals are shot from guns. Yes, listen to the actual roar of the huge Quaker guns as they explode premium grains of wheat or rice up, up, up to 8 times normal size. There you have it. Why Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice taste so delicious. Why these giant, crispy, tender kingpin kernels shot from guns offer you a treat that can't be beat. Pour yourself a bowl full for breakfast or for lunch or supper. Add some milk and fruit, sweetened with sugar, honey, or syrup. Good, you can say that again, and good for you, too. That's because Quaker Puffed Wheat and Rice supply the food value of restored natural grain amounts of vitamin B1, niacin, and iron. No fooling. You'll be doing yourself a big favor if you ask Mother to please put both kinds on her shopping list right now. Yes, get both delicious kinds. That's so you can enjoy the wheat one day, rice the next. Just remember, the cereal shot from guns is never sold in bags or bulk. To get the original, the one and only Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, look for the big Quaker packages that are red and blue. They're the ones for you.
All right, men, take your places and hold your tongues. The Dragon Lady shall now conduct the Council of War to last exactly 5 minutes. At the end of that time, we shall have our plans made and be ready for action. Silence! As you all know, thanks to the daring trick of Terry Lee, thanks to the stupidity of Akeem the Cobra,
Dragon Lady,
the young American boy Mark James has once again escaped from our clutches without giving us the location of the tungsten mine. 4 times we have failed to accomplish our objective. This time we must not fail, for if we do, the Dragon Lady shall be forced to destroy you, Akeem, to compensate for her disgrace. All right, step forward, Akeem. What do you think should be our plan of action?
Dragon Lady, Akeem, sorry so much go wrong. Here, accept this token of my respect. Accept this beautiful... wonderful.
You would bring me flowers now? Fool, don't. How dare you sneeze and snivel before me?
Thousand pardons, but flowers tickle no.
What is your plan?
Well, we should shoot everybody in the whole village. Clean place out from top to
bottom. Enough of your senseless mouthings. Go back to your place. You, Wong, step forward. What plans do you have to amaze us?
One here to obey without question, Dragon Lady. You dictate. One do as told.
You bore the Dragon Lady. Aang, you step forward.
Yes, great lady. Aang is your servant.
What clever device can you contrive for victory?
Obviously, great leader. Terry Lee and Foy now head back for cover, protection, and help in village. Obviously, they go quickest way known to them.
Yes, yes, go on.
Obviously, our duty is to cut them off and overtake them before they get there.
Yes?
That is where stupid brain of Aang stop functioning. That the rest requires your genius, Dragon Lady.
Aang, you please me more and more. Remind me to appoint you headman when Akeem is dead.
My humblest gratitude, great one.
All right, here is what we do. Aang is right, men, as far as he goes. We must intercept Terry Lee and his group And the Dragon Lady knows how it can be done.
We are clever, aren't we, Dragon Lady? We get them. We sure...
Silence! Terry Lee is now on same side of river as we are. Village on other side. Only means of crossing to other side is ancient bridge, spanning gorge of thousand sorrows. Gorge is deep ravine with hills on each side. If one man could cross a river here, race through hills to spot directly above bridge, that one man could be waiting for Terry Lee while Dragon Lady and the rest of band come up to bridge from behind.
And so Terry Lee and his friends are trapped, unable to go forward or to retreat.
Correct, Aang. The hills are too high there to afford escape. The gorge is too deep and too dangerous for descent. And now one man lying in wait will conveniently carry with him one small keg of dynamite to use in blocking the road into the village.
Ah, we shoot our enemies like flies.
What one man will carry out this assignment? What one man, fleet enough, brave enough to cross the river at this point, smart enough to get the gorge of thousand sorrows before Terry Lee does?
Aang shall go, Dragon Lady.
Then go at once. All right, men, to your horses. Terry Lee and the boy are now ours. This time they cannot escape.
Aang scurries to undertake his difficult assignment while the Dragon Lady and the rest of the pirate band now head into the hills, hot on the trail of Terry Lee, Mark James, and their friends. How little they know of the perils that now await them. How little they realize the dangers that will overtake them at the Gorge of a Thousand Sorrows. In a moment, a disastrous delay for our friends, a delay that will assure the success of the Dragon Lady's treacherous plan. But first, say, here's one thing for sure. You need a good, nourishing breakfast to do a good morning's work, whether you're at school or play. Nutrition authorities say that one way to make sure that your breakfast is adequate is to eat plenty of fruit, cereal, milk, and bread. So here's a suggestion. Tomorrow, enjoy a delicious, nutritious breakfast that includes a heaping bowl full of Quaker puffed wheat or Quaker puffed rice, topped with milk and fruit. You'll agree, here's a taste treat that stand out. For Quaker puffed wheat and rice are the tasty, ready-to-serve cereal shot from guns. What's more, they're made from only the premium grains of wheat and rice. So for the best, always look for the big red and blue package with the Quaker Man on the front. There is no other just like it. No other cereal just like the original, the one and only Quaker puffed wheat and Quaker puffed rice.
Pat! Oh, Pat Ryan, where are you?
Oh, Mr. Pat! Mr. Pat!
Why don't you answer, Pat?
Where can he have gone, Mr. Lee? We've been here at the mines for more than 15 minutes. There should be some sign of him.
I can't understand it, Mark. He promised to stand guard here at the place. Something must have happened.
Maybe we should circle hills from other side, Mr. Terry. Could be Mr. Pat need help and need it bad.
It'll take hours to get around those hills, Connie.
Mr. Terry, Connie have idea. You three go ahead, and Connie stay behind and find Mr. Pat.
Oh, I hate to leave you here alone, Connie, but I guess it's all we can do. The moment you find him, head for the village with everything you've got.
We'll do, Mr. Terry. Here, only two pistols between us. You take one, Connie keep other.
Okay.
Fish, beans, and codfish take care. Listen, pistol shots in the distance.
Well, they must be gaining on us already. He does it, Connie, and good luck. Come on, you guys. Let's get out of here on the double. Come on.
Already the evil forces of the Dragon Lady, Akeem the Cobra, and their band of murderous pirates are beginning to close in upon our friends. Close in with a trap from which there can be no escape. Better be listening tomorrow to see what happens. There's plenty of excitement ahead as the Dragon Lady now strikes back with her final blow. Terry and the Pirates is written by Harrison Bingham and is brought to you each day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station. So listen tomorrow when Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice bring you... Terry and the Pirates! This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.